Welcome to our Love Fiercely Positive Asian podcast. This podcast is running the second year in a row. The podcast is sponsored by Gilead Science Canada, Inc. My name is Kenneth. I am a staff member at ACAS. Today, I am very delighted to have one hour service user, Colin, joining us for this particular podcast. Hi, Colin. Thank you for coming in for this podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Everything's good.
Thank you. Are you ready for my first questions to you?
Yes.
Okay, so I would like, if possible, if you can share with me and the audience about a little bit background about yourself and your relationship with HIV.
Well, I am straight. I mean, when you say straight, it's hetero or straight, how do you call that? She. And HIV positive since 2003, and I could say that I'm a long time survivor. And being an HIV positive is not easy. About my time before, don't know where to go, don't know who I can speak with, because I've been alone since I'm growing, you know. I don't have my parents, and I'm not so close to my family. And when I got this infection, I really didn't expect it. It's still so hard for me. And I have a lot of questions in my mind. Is it deserved for me? I don't do anything. Like, I'm not a bad person. And in my mind, I just want to work hard to have a better future, you know, than what I got is a bug that it's really, you know, it's make me, like, totally destroy me. Like, I don't deserve this, you know. And people are, I really don't understand this, what is HIV before. I don't know. The other one I understand, but not this one. But then I'm seeking for the person who really understand, even my behavior. I can't understand. Like, you know, stigma, paranoid, you know, anxiety. Everything, you know. Then I isolate myself for over a year. I just don't want to go out. I just stay on my own. I feel like I'm a criminal, because I feel like people can see that I have these bugs in my body, you know. So I just don't like to go out. And until that time that I saying that I don't want to wake up anymore. And later on, I meet some like me, people like me, like HIV positive, and they have a more even worse situation. Then I appreciate life, you know. Then they invite me some communities to meet them. I went some organizations. Yeah, I meet people like people living with HIV from the hospital. And then they invite me some where they go normally every weekend. Like they have a potluck party or gathering every Saturday. I meet them. So I've seen some of them, they're not really good condition. And they're telling me their own story, being HIV positive. So they ask me also, like, how do you call it? That they give me like a peer-to-peer counseling. And yeah, I realized that why I have so much complaint, and these people, look at them, I have much better life compared to them. That's how. But of course, I forget. I mean, I prepare not to see my old friends. It's because my situation. better not to see them, not to talk to them anymore because they might be find something from me. I totally want to change my world. And what I like that time, I want to go somewhere that nobody know me. Some kind of paranoid, you know. So it's because of these people, yeah, they helping me to be, you know, to be strong. And I attend some workshop. How do you educate yourself? How do you learn about this condition? They educate me. They give me a proper counseling. They even want to invite my family for counseling. But I'm not disclosed. I've been passive since 2003, but nobody knows. Only one of my sister lately. Up to now, didn't even know. So what I want is I want to go somewhere that nobody know me. Some kind of paranoid, yeah. Well, now until my I don't want to take any medication before because I don't have acceptance of my condition. Because for me, what I understand, if I'm going to take this medication, then I accept my condition. I don't like it. Until my viral my silver cuts wrap down, then I'm become weak. So all the opportunistic infections comes to me. Yeah. And I have to go to the hospital in and out, you know. And I even have a blood transfusion for 3 times. So I was thinking that I'm going to die soon because I'm very skinny, like they call full bloom before, but it's because of this encouragement from the community. They helped me. It's really helped. Now I'm back. I feel I'm back to the normal life. Since then, I still receive some discrimination from others. Even sometimes some HIV people, they discriminate me. It's because I'm a lady. Not a lot of us. Most are men. They judge me.
Your story is very heartening, and I'm glad that you're in good health right now, and you get a lot of peer counseling support. But was it when you find out your HIV status? Was it in Canada?
No, definitely not. This is somewhere in Asia, when I met my formerly partner, and he's the only one that he gave me this. And when I found this, and I cannot find him already, he's totally disappeared. And yeah, that's how I cannot even, you know, where is my justice? You know, I'm looking for what I cannot speak to anyone. I'm just hoping that I got cancer, you know, because you can speak when you have cancer. But when you say HIV, nobody understand that, especially when you are a lady, they discriminate you, they judge you. They thinking that you're, you know, where do you get this? This is all about the saying that you get from sex. They think that you are a sex worker or something else, you know. And I'm okay now. That's all I can say. I'm okay.
I'm glad that you're doing fine.
Because before, it's really hard for me. Because I've been after before Canada, I've been travel around the Asia also. Then I meet this person. Then he's the one who give me these bugs. Then it's really hard because I cannot get any opportunities going to overseas anymore because I had to undergo the medical. It's because it's required when you go overseas to get a job, like we call that OFW, overseas Filipino worker, because we need to undergo for medical. So less opportunities. And what I'm thinking before, since that I'm already have this, I cannot have a family anymore. I cannot have kids. That's what I understand. So I have nothing reason to live now. It's too painful for me, you know. Up to now, I feel I don't have a justice. you know, I cannot grab opportunities that I really like to be, you know, because I'm already like this.
I'm glad that you share your story with us today. It is very powerful. We also identify that you have a lot of challenges in your life being living with HIV. Yeah.
There's a lot. Yeah.
Very heartening. Must be very heartening, very sad for you, you know, to going through all this.
But I've been But the most important now, I'm okay. Yeah.
That's the main thing. You know,
you're okay.
You're in good health right now. But I see now you're in Canada. Am I correct? You get your residency in Canada now.
Yeah, I'm here in Canada. And everything's good. I think this is the setup from my God. You know, this is already, you know, all that I've been through in the past. And this is the rewards. Like, I don't know how to say this. Like, he wants me to be rest now. Like, I've been through the past.
Mm-hmm. I think you find a place. I hope that you can consider Canada as a place for you that you belongs to. And despite all the challenges you are living with HIV, all the journey you went through, would you like to share with me and the audience, is there any positive things that you can say to us being living with HIV? Something positive being in Canada or back home?
Well, when I come here in Canada, everything's good for me. Why I don't have this opportunity before? So I'm not sad, I'm not in pain. Because since I arrived here, I meet all the people that they really treat me very good, you know, from the community, from the doctor that I met, you know. I even inquire some school that I want to attend. They treat me well. I don't feel any discrimination. They don't judge me. I mean, this is the place that I want to, you know, because everything, all the people here that I met is wonderful for me. Yeah, I have nothing to say, that it's all good, you know. So now, even life is simple, I'm glad, you know. It's because of this. I have no more. I don't want to ask more for more, because this is good enough for me to live, you know. People around you, you know, did they accept you? They treat you well? And that's it, you know. The doctor, the nurses, how they talk to you. Everything is, they treat you as a real human, you know, and equal, you know. So I'm happy that I'm here in Canada. It was not my dream, you know, to come here. It was not. I really thought that someday I will go somewhere like in Europe and US, but I didn't know that here in Canada, which is
my guiding angel bring you over here.
Yeah, I think this is the right place for me, and I'm glad that I meet some communities like ACAS, you know, and I feel the treatment is really good, you know.
It's great to hear, Colin.
Yeah.
Also, you know, you tell me all these great things being in Canada. You sort of, everybody give you respect and dignity being as a woman. This all good. But
yeah,
what would you like to see the future of HIV community? And also, because ACAS is celebrating our 25 years anniversary just last year.
So yeah.
How would you like to see ACAS moving forward, being as an Asian woman?
Well, I mean, what would I like to be? Of course, I like more like, I'm hoping one day that there's no more stigma and discrimination, and more project and opportunities for the PLWHA. Yeah. And of course, why I like more project to sustain the needs of this community for the people living with HIV. Yeah, more training and workshop to educate for the newcomers, and for me it's really important to have a training in workshop and to be back in the normal, like to have that confidence again in life. And if I don't know here in Canada, because in other country they normally do this, like I would like to include, like to educate the government employee, a private sector or hospital, clinic and workers, you know. But of course, even in Canada, here is different. It's a wonderful country already. But of course, not all. Still I can feel there is, but worse in Asia. But I'm satisfied that the business, the services here actually. And what I'm saying here is that the service for PWA hopefully have a equal treatment.
What do you mean by that?
This is all about like races in different countries. Some are like, if they know you, if you are from Asia, it's different. But I don't feel that much here in Canada, I'm telling. Yeah. But of who treat you not like that is also from different, originally from other country also. But of course, convert Canadian already. I mean, already Canadian citizens. But of course, I think this is not really, I don't know if this is really priorities for the project. I mean, to your list as a, you know, as a worker from this community. Well, and my dream is how do you call it? To access for employment in education who really wanted to go to school. I mean, this is, I'm talking about opportunity for PWA. This is all about, yeah. And stigma, no, it's not stigma, discrimination also. But I don't feel for the Canadian here, this discrimination, some race, this is still there, the discrimination sometimes when they know that you're from Asia. That's how I feel, you know. And that's how I wish. And I remember before I was attending the international conference in Bangkok, I heard the voice of before was Nelson Mandela still alive? He was a guest speaker in Thailand, in Bangkok. She's saying, speak loud for people living in HIV. So it's really inspiration for me that words. I've been emotional when I heard that, when she's saying like that. We need to speak our right, being HIV.
Well said, Colin. I really thank you for being here today with us, and I wish you in your future that you can pursue your career, your education. And I agree with you that the HIV community need to speak loud,
yeah,
and clear. Thank you for being here, Colin, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, Akash.
Listening to Colin's story, which is very powerful as a cisgender woman, she had a lot of resilience in her, despite she went through all the challenges back in Asia living with HIV. But more importantly, I think Colin find her own pathway, which is in Canada. And I wish her that she can pursue her own career and the education that she liked to pursue. But one thing that really stuck out for me in the conversation is about Nelson Mandela speaking out loud for the HIV community. And I think in her conversation, she really wanted to mobilize and advocate that we should have a little bit more voice for people living with HIV in the world or in Canada. Thank you for listening. If you want to listen to all the podcasts, you can go into the ACAS website, acas.org. or acas.org. Thank you.